This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. John Yob is a well-known name in Michigan's Republican circles. He owns a Michigan-based consulting firm. He's worked on the campaigns of Rand Paul, John McCain, and Rick Santorum. And he was allegedly punched in a bar fight on Mackinac Island by a Marco Rubio staffer. So how did this political consultant from Michigan wind up becoming a delegate to the GOP convention, a delegate from the U.S. Virgin Islands? That's what writer Lauren Fox explores in her piece for TalkingPointsMemo.com. It's titled, What the Heck is Going On with the Virgin Islands Republican Party? Lauren Fox is with us now. So let's start with the who and the what. We are talking about three individuals.
We are. And originally, we should say that there were four individuals on the ballot and who were trying to become delegates from the Virgin Islands. And all of them claim to live in the Virgin Islands or having lived in the Virgin Islands for the 90 days required to register to vote. All of their names appeared on the ballot in the Virgin Islands as they were running to become delegates in the Virgin Islands. But what happened was John Yob went to register to vote in the Virgin Islands, was deemed that he couldn't because he had not lived there for the 90 days, then went to another office, registered to vote, had paperwork saying that he had been there for 90 days, and was then deemed ineligible to vote by the Secretary of Voting in the Virgin Islands. And what happened was there was concern that he hadn't actually lived there for the 90 days. That was what was in question.
And we're talking about John Yob, his wife, and another couple, so
exactly.
a group of friends. And you were saying this was, as you called it, bizarre and messy.
It was, because what happened was the U.S. Virgin Islands Election Board deemed him ineligible, and then in the morning, basically the day of the caucus, at 10:22 a.m., Judge Kathleen McKay of the Supreme Court of the U.S. Virgin Islands, she issues a restraining order that gives Yob and the others the chance to vote in the election. Of course, voting in the election is very important, because if you are not registered to vote somewhere, you cannot be a delegate. So even though their name still stayed on the ballot, they needed to be eligible to vote in order to be eligible delegates if they were elected. After the election, three of the four, including Yob, were selected as delegates. And what's so fascinating about the delegate process in the U.S. Virgin Islands is that you are voting in a caucus, not for a candidate per se, but you're voting for the actual delegate. So each of the delegates is listed on the ballot, which I had a copy of, under a candidate's name. So Ted Cruz had a full slate of delegates that could have been selected. Ben Carson had a full slate of delegates. And then Marco Rubio had a few delegates as well. And what we're looking at there is all the delegates selected last week were actually selected as undecideds or open delegates. They're allowed to go to the convention and vote for whoever they want. Obviously, that's very important and fascinating given the fact that we are staring down a possible contested convention in July. So that's going to come into play. So that's sort of part of the fun of the story is that these are unbound delegates. These are people who are going to be able to have a little bit of pull when they go to the convention in July, especially if it's unclear who the nominee for the Republican Party is.
I'm still trying to wrap my mind around the fact that as you spell out in your story for TalkingPointsMemo.com, you had the supervisor of elections for the U.S. Virgin Islands ruling that John Yob and the others had provided falsified information to try to look like they'd been there 90 days. Here you had the supervisor of elections against it. I'm trying to figure out what happened where the judge went, it's okay.
Well, I think what we have to remember is that it's a restraining order. So it is not ruling that this has been finally resolved. My understanding of this issue is that it could still come up again. But I think the important thing here is, ruling that someone is not eligible to vote is a pretty serious, ruling. And so I think that, they were saying, well, actually, our documentation was legitimate, and we're going to fight this in court. And so, once an election day has passed, you can't go back in time and allow those people to vote if it's deemed that they were eligible to vote. So I think that, it's a temporary restraining order. It's not a final decision.
So what could happen?
Well, there's several things that could happen. I mean, obviously, if they go to the convention, John Yob has written a book about contested conventions. He knows how this works. He's very interested, obviously, in contested conventions. And then, we'll have to see what the court decides in terms of voter eligibility as well.
Well, an interesting story unfolding in in a tiny area in the U.S. Virgin Islands and thinking that this Michigan political operative could wind up having a rather outsized role if it becomes a contested convention representing the U.S. Virgin Islands. Lauren Fox, thanks so much for speaking with us.
I appreciate it.